Oh, absolutely.
In school.
Yeah, totally.
And a mentor to many of us in school, including like myself, yourself, and you two lads and all
you,
that sort of stuff.
You two, and amongst others, yeah.
Awesome. I'm a little lost. Who is this guy?
Donald Moxon was a history teacher.
History teacher. Just an amazing dude. The sort of dude that would be in a movie about an amazing teacher.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like Robin Williams.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
Okay. Like a slightly wider in the waist, probably.
Yeah. But he also taught most of us how to drive.
Yeah, right.
Because
he ran the Mount Temple driving school.
Yeah, yeah.
And every now and again, you'd see Larry Mullen just wandering into the school just to go up and have a chat and
a cup of tea
with Donald Moxon.
Yeah, to learn how to drive again. Yeah.
That's mad. Like, but it was that kind of school. Do you kind of credit Mount Temple a little bit with
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pushing you on. I mean,
essentially, I'm just a cheeky little minx. Like, I mean, I'm a very naturally naughty person who isn't very good at obeying rules. And if I'd gone to any other school, I would have just had the crap battered out of me, right?
Right.
There would have been a man in a very, very itchy Hessian robe would have taken...
With a big bunch of keys
would have screwed me to the wall. But no, like, Mount Temple's so liberal. It was like, right, yeah. You know, I'd be ripping... The reason why I started doing comedy, I started doing it when I was 17, because I was in Donald's history class and I love history, but I was also, you know, constantly, you know, sticking it to him, all the rest of it. And instead of being punished for that, Donald and a few other of my teachers were like,
encourage it.
Yeah, this guy's funny.
You liked history. If you could live in a period of history, what would be your favourite period to live in?
Oh, no. Now, dude.
Oh, now?
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's fine.
Oh, antibiotics. Yeah, now, buddy. No. There's absolutely no other period in history I would like to live in.
Really?
I like looking at them and going, what a bunch of savages. What a bunch of superstitious, violent savages you were.
We've talked about this before. We'd like to go to like 50s America and be at the whole cusp of rock and roll.
You want
to
live in, what's it called? Oh, Johnny.
Hill Valley.
No, what's it called? In town. That place, the 1950s diner place in town.
Oh, Eddie Rockets.
Eddie Rockets, that's it. The two of you just want to live in Eddie Rockets.
Right.
This is the first time I've done a big tour around the country in 2 years because I've just been elsewhere and being the filthy voiceover man of X on the
yeah,
Beach.
I was going to say, I looked up. As every good radio presenter does, I looked up your Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what a source of information that is.
I just have to read this out to you because the brilliantness of Wikipedia. Maxwell is best known for being the narrator of the MTV reality TV series X on the Beach.
So for people under 25, that is correct.
Best known for that.
That's for people under a certain age. Yeah.
Are you enjoying the whole American thing, the Trump stuff and everything else?
Well, the tour starts this weekend in Carlo, and then the finale of it will be Vickers Street 2 weeks after we find out who's going to be the next president of the free world. Like, I mean, it's a great time to be a comedian, but a terrible time to be a human.
Yeah.
I mean, to be living in it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew is coming to town. It's the 25th of November, Vicker Street. Tickets are only 18 quid. Bargain.
See, man of the people.
There you are.
Yeah. If you have to pay for water, you get a discount to see my show. Yeah. That's it. And you do have to pay for water.